there really aren't any.
Oh, we have an executive session.
Well, you closed the meeting out of executive session.
One minute warning.
Are you brushing up under Robert's rules of order?
Precision is admirable. Irritating, but admirable.
There's the old Homeland Security gal, got a few more money again. She is so wonderful. Is that enough for you?
Is that job security?
Good morning, it's 9:00. Stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Commissioners, the minutes from the 18th of October were circulated by the clerk. Were there any additions, corrections, or substitutions?
No. Motion approved, minutes.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, Madam Clerk, looks like you have scheduled a budget hearing to consider a budget amendment brought forth by the Homeland Security Department because of a grant. Is that correct?
Yes, Chairman Bonney, it is.
All right, so this has been advertised, so I would convene a budget hearing. And Marilyn Conley, are you going to come up and share any insight on this $14,000 for the Homeland Security grant?
Yes, I will, Mr. Chairman. On this particular grant, it's for the audit, cyber audit that Digitech was planning on doing, so we applied for some Homeland Security funding to help cover the cost of that audit, and that grant came in after your budget session, so we have to do a special budget deal and get it advertised before we put a budget together for it, and then Digitech can go ahead and use it once that's done to do their cyber audit.
So this is Resolution 691 to transfer funds for the 2022-2023 budget. Now, therefore, be it resolved that in accordance with 16-4-112 and 16-4-113 of the Wyoming Compiled Statutes of 1977, following necessary funds are transferred for the 2022-2023 budget from Homeland Security 2020 in the amount of $14,000 to the Cybersecurity Grant Homeland Security 2020 for $14,000 for total changes to the budget, $14,000 dated this first day of November 2022. Commissioners, there is the budget resolution.
To approve Resolution 691.
Second.
There is a motion and a second to approve the amendment to the budget through Resolution 691 to fund the cybersecurity audit, which would bring us to a time of public comment during this budget hearing. Is there any public comment or questions for the commissioners or for our emergency management coordinator? Public comment. Hearing none, I'll go ahead and close public comment. Commissioners, any further discussion on Resolution 691?
No, sir.
All right. All those in favor of Resolution 691, to amend the budget in the amount of $14,000, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Marilyn.
Thank you.
All right, I'd like to welcome up next for an update on Farmer Mountain Civic Center, Claudia and Carrie from Go First.
Good morning, everybody.
Thanks, Claudia. Yes.
So, yes, we are Joppa First, but we're also the Bomber Mountain, and I think you always get the updates from our chairman, Rick Meyer. So we're here to talk a little bit about what we've accomplished this year with the Bomber Mountain Center and what we're doing. We're trying to get across. We're having a lot of functions again. 2 years of COVID have really brought us down to about 15,000 people a year. Before COVID, we had about 40,000 in 2019. We're back up to 30,000 probably. And we have several events. One of was the Game and Fish Commission, the BLM conference, FBLA Leadership Conference. We had the Learning Tree Gala last weekend with 265 people, I want to say. Tonight at 5 o'clock, we're going to have an open house for Bomber Mountain because we thought we had so many things accomplished that I'm getting to that we thought we needed to show that off a little bit. Hopefully there's some interest in the folks to see. A general election, of course, in November again. To our tenants, we have right now 12, including Mountain Meadow Wool, but some of the new ones are Red Rover Child Care, and they're in the old arts room at the Bomber Mountain, and they're using a little bit the old library on the other side. So she has 1 to 5 year old kids, or some are sleeping and some are not, so she kind of keeps them separate. They're using the gym in the morning. Very cute. Little kids are going back and forth. So that's kind of nice addition. We thought it was kind of cute, and she's absolutely happy about it. She tried to find a different place and couldn't. And we're thinking maybe a year, and then she finds maybe something else. But for right now, she's at our place. So is Wright Technologies. They are now where the old Boys and Girls Club part was. They're doing some trading with, I want to say, what are they doing exactly?
They do appliance repair. Like they send out repairmen.
Parts, like Mr. Yeah. R's on an appliance base.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they get the repairmen.
His wife, on the other hand, is a lady that is a caterer. And so every Thursday now, she caters out of one of the kitchens. So it's kind of a cool combination as well.
She's the humblebee.
Humblebee catering.
The once a week lunch service.
So she's cooking out of our kitchen a little bit too. Department of Agriculture, Sharing Hearts is in there now too. They're just storing some things, but we'll charge them for it. So we have almost nobody anymore that is not paying something. There's only one entity, but everybody else is paying us some kind of a... We figure if they don't have any kind of skin in the game with no paying, but it seems like when they do pay, there is. So that's what we came up to. We have a very busy gym schedule again. I have it with me. I mean, just for your reference, but it is busier than heck during the winter month. We did work on the improvement. The board approved that I could work on that kitchen a little bit. That is the old home egg kitchen, and it is since of August 23rd full running with the high school kids and the New West students, which is wonderful. Monday to Thursday they're in there and cooking, and they're actually producing. I can't believe it. It's wonderful. Producing like either soups or either some cookies or some baking goods, anything.
Producing.
Well, they're giving it out at the schools, I guess. We have an MOU with the school district, with Mr. Oski, and this is going to be for 3 years. We're trying this out and see how it goes. And so they're paying us a certain amount for the use of the kitchen. And so in order to make this kitchen usable, we had to buy some things. And yes, there were some expenses with it, but I think it showed itself to be reasonable. So that's what we did. From the Sheridan College in Sheridan, we got a lot of culinary arts items. I hooked up the trailer and we went there and got a lot of things for free. We had to clean them up, but they're all usable, smallware, shelving, everything. And that was the reason why we actually could function. It was a big, big deal with even a fridge from them that we could use. So all of this came together, and then August they started to do this, and I'm sure you see the kids in there every day. The Sheridan College, we're in conversation with them. We're trying to get them to do a night class next spring. So nothing yet firmed up, but we're working with them to have that kitchen as busy as we can. We're trying to also rent it out for caterers, which we have. When our kitchen, the commercial kitchen by the small gym is busy, we're trying to get them, okay, we don't have this kitchen, but you still have this one. And they're all the utensils they could use. It's induction ovens even. So if it's not a huge deal, they can use it there. We have the dishwasher now with the new sanitizing and chemicals there that people can go over to the other side and use that. So it's not very far. So we're kind of using that back and forth. The rec grant had, the rec board has awarded us with $10,000. And I have written this grant to specifically get a new portable basketball hoop. We got this in. It's in there. It's very hard to remove, but it is a professional grade. And we're trying to get the old one on top of the stage removed so it looks a little nicer when we do have nice performances. We don't have this big thing. It broke down to a point. I talked to Chesbro. They weren't able to fix it. It was 1983 something motor. It is very hard to get to it. We have to have scissor lifts to get this even removed here in the next few weeks. We have still money left from that grant, so I'm going to get another portable basketball hoop for the other side and remove the other big structure. So then it's just a gym without those. And if this Bummer Mountain is for whatever reason not there anymore, it can be put somewhere else in the community. And we write down thank you rec grant or rec board for that donation. So tonight we are having an open house. Hopefully I invited Superintendent Oski and Steve Miller to help us celebrate that and speak. Dr. Tribley or Wendy Smith are coming. Then Mark Hansen from the school district, from the New West School District, all day. I invited them to come and show what we a few words about the center. So we haven't had anything positive in a while, and I thought the whole wing is now in a way remodeled without spending tons of money. We try to keep it really under the radar as much as we can. Some things had to be replaced because they were either not functionable or it was smelling or whatever it was. So everything is painted. The whole wing is painted. The bathrooms are cleaned up, so they're actually usable with minimal amount. And when I'm saying minimal amount, I asked the Sheridan College to remove one toilet they didn't need and put them over there because it was the same vintage. So we're trying to really keep it.
We're keeping our vintage toilets.
So, yeah, that's the general thing. As far as Joko First goes, I mean, you've seen Carrie Epsatz. She's with me now since March, almost 2 years, and I think we're a great team. We complement each other a lot. I don't see things that she sees and vice versa, and I think we're having a great relationship as far as working together. She's very involved in the day-to-day as much, even more so than I am. We do try to accommodate everybody at Bomber Mountain. Sometimes it seems hard because you're pleasing a lot of different entities. Then it seems like we're hard to work with. We have to run a certain ship, and we're trying to kind of keep that afloat and try not to get taken advantage of either. I mean, this is always a fine line, it seems like. Mountain Meadow Wool is still one of our renters, and they're up to $7,252. I don't know if anybody's interested in it, but significant more than it used to be. I think Rick did a wonderful job in increasing that, so that's very helpful. We have done, as Joker first, a relocation flyer and all this paperwork, but it's kind of a nice flyer, and I'm showing you this because the Johnson County Tourism did a nice tourism piece, and then we waited until this was done so we could kind of go along with it, and it kind of has a similar look to this. And the board looked at this too. I think it's okay, and it's always a work in progress. You always have to add new things to it and update it. Basically, this is it. We have a Joco First web page as well that we're putting up things, and it's under bummermountainwy.com, and Joco First has a tab. All of our schedules are on it. We're trying to put events on it and everything else. I have some of the home make improvements as far as money goes in there too, that you see what is strictly kitchen, what is spent on other things. So you have an overview on this, the open house, and that's basically it in a nutshell. I'm also very thankful to attend this Wyoming leadership. Thank you very much to let me attend this. I really much enjoy it. It is a kind of a timed commitment that I didn't anticipate at the time, but it is, I think it's a wonderful workshop, class, however you wanna put it. You guys have any questions for us?
Looks like you're busy.
We are. We're always trying to do something, I don't know, to reinvent ourselves or adapt or whatever it is.
Well, you're staying relevant in the community.
Thank you.
Which is very important.
Thank you.
Are there questions from the public or the press for the team that keeps that old school held together?
Literally, we're out there holding it.
Carolyn, you had your hand up.
Yeah, Mr. Commissioner, I just want to add to what these gals have said, because they didn't put in there that they also use the Palmer Mountain facility as the main community shelter facility, which is a really big deal for us as far as emergency management. So that's another asset
right.
That on the mountains provided for us.
And I will tell people this tonight when we have this for the public that might not be aware of that too.
All right, other questions, public service announcements, or other questions for the ladies over there? Well, again, thank you for all your hard work and continuing to make that place just a good facility for students and for the college and everyone in the community.
Thank you.
Especially the pickleballers.
Oh, yes.
I was calling on your glasses. I was over there the other day, and they were all in there cooking them.
Mr. Perry, did you go in and try some food? Or?
I didn't. I was in a time crunch.
I figured you'd just waltz right in, so. All right, I'd like to welcome our prevention specialist, Mr. Bill Hawley, to present Resolution 686.
I brought with me the Honorable Dr. Jerry Osborne, who is our longtime chair of the Johnson County Suicide Prevention Coalition, as well. Thank you, commissioners, for the time. We present to you resolution, is it 696? Because I didn't write that down. My apologies, Jody.
I believe
it.
686.
Right, it was close. This resolution which I thought you would be reading, Commissioner Dvotnik.
I will, but I'm going to present it.
Okay, thank you. So presenting Resolution 686, Johnson County Operation Greenlight for Veterans, recognizing the seriousness that our veterans face as they come off active duty and back home. The reality is that more of our veterans since 2001 have died by suicide than in combat in the Middle East. And so our encouragement and the reason for this resolution is to encourage our business owners, our residents, to light up Buffalo and Johnson County green from November 7th to November 13th. We've talked to the good folks at Ace Hardware to encourage them to stock up on materials for that very purpose. We've also, Mr. Eads here with the county and the mayor with the city, are looking at ways to light up county buildings and city buildings green, again, November 7th through 13th, to, first show our veterans that we see them. That's a big deal, because that is one population that often is unseen, unfortunately, as well as our appreciation for their service to our country and to the county of Johnson. Mm-hmm.
Resolution 686, Johnson County Operation Greenlight for Veterans. Whereas the residents of Johnson County, Wyoming have great respect, admiration, and the utmost gratitude for all the men and women who have selflessly served our country and this community in the armed forces. And whereas the contributions and sacrifices of the men and women who served in the armed forces has been vital in maintaining the freedoms and the way of life enjoyed by our citizens. And whereas Johnson County, Wyoming seeks to honor these individuals who paid the high price for freedom by placing themselves in harm's way for the good of all. And whereas veterans continue to serve our community in the American Legion, veterans of foreign wars, religious groups, civic service, and by functioning as county veteran service officers in 29 states to help fellow service members across access more than $52 billion in federal health, disability, and compensation benefits each year. And whereas approximately 200,000 service members transition to civilian communities annually, and whereas an estimated 20% increase of service members will transition to civilian life in the near future, and whereas studies indicate that 44% to 72% of service members experience high levels of stress during the transition from military to civilian life, and whereas active military service members transition from military service at a high rate risk for suicide during the first year after military service, and whereas the National Association of Counties encourage all counties, parishes, and boroughs to recognize Operation Greenlight for Veterans. And whereas Johnson County, Wyoming anticipates and appreciates the sacrifices of our United States military personnel and believes special recognition should be granted. Therefore, be it resolved with designation as Greenlight for Veterans County, Johnson County, Wyoming, hereby declares that November 1 through Veterans Day, November 11th, a time to salute and honor the sacrifices and services of our men, women, in uniform transitioning from active service. Therefore, be it further resolved that in observance with Operation Greenlight, Johnson County, Wyoming encourages citizens in patriotic tradition to recognize the importance of honoring all those who have made immeasurable sacrifices to preserve freedom by displaying a green light in a window or in their places of business or residence. Today.
Thank you, Commissioner Botany. And in case you missed it or didn't know, Mr. Osborne is a veteran, served our country in Vietnam, and that's why he's here to accept the resolution as well. We've sent a press release out to all the media outlets, as well as submitted a letter to the editor, to the good folks at the Buffalo Bulletin, have contacted our Chamber of Commerce to get the word out to our business community, and so hopefully we'll look very green for a while.
Bad problem.
Green used to mean money, but this just means good things for veterans. And I gratefully accept that for all veterans.
Well said. And brief, too. Good job.
Commissioners, you've heard the reading of Resolution 686. What's your pleasure?
Move to approve Operation 686, Resolution 686.
Seconded.
Commissioner Perry, you are also a veteran. Do you have any words of wisdom or thoughts you'd like to share on this?
Wisdom's probably... No, I think that this is an honor for the veterans, and I sincerely appreciate the thought.
And commissioners, at your pleasure, I would be remiss if I didn't mention that the good folks at our Veterans Home of Wyoming, Sonia Cahal, the social worker up there who you're familiar with, as well as Zach Owens, who's a recreational therapist. He calls himself a PE teacher and bus driver for old veterans. They've done outstanding work in this regard with the residents of our Veterans Home of Wyoming, and have been instrumental as well in getting what the guys up there, who I've gotten to know over the last year or so, are calling the Veterans Peer Support Group. That meets on Wednesday nights. They did meet last Wednesday because, if you haven't heard, COVID and the flu are both making the rounds up there amongst our veterans right now. And so what I love about peer support is it's veterans for veterans. And it's a safe space where they can just talk and let some flowery language loose occasionally. But having been there, done that, and they've accepted me as an outsider because I'm not a Vietnam vet, obviously, it's very good for them. In a non-clinical, because they're used to the clinical stuff with the telehealth and the psychologist and the psychiatrist, and it turns out that they get more out of hearing each other's stories and supporting each other than just about anything else. And so that's kudos to a couple of the leaders up there, a couple of the vet resident leaders, as well as Zach and Sonia. So I'll be quiet now.
Really?
That was brief for me.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Commissioner Greeno, any thoughts? You are married to a veteran.
I am. I don't recommend it, but
my wife's
the same thing. No, I'm anxious to see what David Eads does with the buildings with all these green lights. So we'll see, especially this one facing Main Street. It could be eye-catching.
Certainly hope so. Gentlemen, I see you're headed out the door. Thank you very much for being here today. Are there any questions or comments from the public in reference to Resolution 686? Hearing none. Commissioners, all those in favor of Resolution 686, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. All right, we'd like to again welcome our Emergency Management Coordinator, Marilyn Connolly, up to present, it looks like, two Homeland Security grants.
Well, that was the intention, but I was, Mr. Commissioner, Chairman, I would like to just read this note I got from Homeland Security. It says, they appreciate the fact that we got our grants in a timely manner, and but they've run into an issue. It seems that their grant award agreements are missing a few very important clauses. Therefore, they will need to reissue all of the grant award agreements for the State Homeland Security Grant Program, the Emergency Management Preparedness Program, and the NSGP, the nonprofit grant award program. So we're kind of in a holding pattern. I don't know if you want to go ahead and sign them. I can. We have all of them sent in except for the one in front of you, but we can postpone that and wait until we get new grant award agreements from the Attorney General's office.
I guess, Marilyn, my preference would be let's wait until we see what provisions the Attorney General adds. Just to make sure they're not onerous on us.
Yes.
You know, the one grant is for $5,653.30. It looks like the second is $14,722. So I'd feel more comfortable if we did that. It appears that Homeland Security is having some of the same problems that the SLIP Board is having, as you know, trying to get your grants processed for an ambulance, and is it a power cot, or what was the piece of equipment?
Two pieces of equipment. The Rural Healthcare District is requesting for a new Type 1 ambulance and a Life Pack 15 that does the telemetry. It's an AED that is capable of sending the telemetry information back to the hospital, and a power load piece of equipment for that, and then we have the capital construction project. We're waiting to see how that goes. But the other grant that, Mr. Chairman, that you is mentioned on here is the EMPG. We've already sent that in, it's been signed, and that money's been added to the budget. So I don't think it's going to affect any of the dollar amounts. Okay. The grant award agreements will be the same, but we'll have to go through this whole process. And I'm kind of curious what these important clauses are, because they've added every year when we get these, when we do get an application approved, the clauses are increasing exponentially. So I'll be kind of curious to see what these important clauses are as well. And I have no timeline. They did say that it wouldn't affect the performance grant dates, so it'll be retroactive. It's just the longer we don't have the money in our hands, the possibility of the cost of the equipment going up just continues. And I'm not sure how they're going to address that.
And it's a year behind already.
Mm.
It's August 22,
mm-hmm.
2022, excuse me.
Well, the cyber audit grant you just approved actually was submitted for the 2022, but they came back and said that they had some 2020 funds left over, so they took the 2020 funds to approve the cyber audit application. So it says 2020 on it, but it's really a 2022, and keeping track of those. Are,
so 2023.
They're always a year behind, it seems like. Pretty close. But anyway, that's what I'm here to report. So,
Barry, any thoughts on what possibly, I mean, we're already making sure that she's staying in a motel that has a smoke detector, and we're not engaged in child trafficking. And
I haven't done any of that, I swear to God.
So what in the heck
is all this? Mr. Chairman, I have no idea. Let your imagination run wild. Obviously, it's going to be a federal requirement, whatever it is. I have no idea what it will be.
It'll be something from the federal government.
So probably.
It's already like 20 pages long, mm-hmm. each of them, with the most ridiculous language you've ever seen. So I can't imagine how we're going to top that. But we will.
I'll bet we can.
Hold your coffee, Monty.
So I do have to make sure when I get a hotel room, if we're using Homeland Security funds, that it has appropriate.
It's not staying any place where they're housing and trafficking children, are you?
I don't believe so. Okay. All right.
All right, thank you, Mary.
All right, thank you.
Commissioners, this brings us to time of vouchers. The clerk's office circulated those yesterday. Are there any vouchers that you would like to discuss with the county clerk?
I already have.
Commissioner Perry, any questions or concerns?
I didn't see anything that I didn't go. I went through about this fast.
So, Madam Clerk, it looks like your total for the month is $716,267.05. Does that match your total?
Yes, sir, it does.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve the vouchers for the month?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We will go ahead and hear public comment now, and then the county attorney's office has asked for a quick executive session to discuss pending litigation, so we'll go ahead and do that just as soon as we've offered folks the opportunity for public comment. Is there any public comment? Public comment. Hearing none, I will entertain a motion to enter into executive session pursuant to Wyoming statutes, covered pending litigation.
So moved.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We'll move into executive session once we've cleared the chambers.